T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Semper Fi, welcome into the Monday edition of Sports Talk. Always faithful here on WWL, AMFMN.com. Amber O'Leary at Master Control, awaiting your phone call at 504-260-1870. I'm Christian Garrick here with you until 8 o'clock. We'll hand things off to Seth Dunlap for double coverage. Hope everybody had a great, all the fathers had a great Father's Day yesterday. I know mine was awesome. 3 of my sons with me and my dad's. They were playing in the inflatable slides and all that stuff. My dad and I smoking a couple cigars. Good way to spend Father's Day for sure. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Here's our WWL.com opinion poll. Will the Tigers have over or under 7 wins for the season? That's what the Vegas odds makers are saying. And look, they could be on to something. LSU fans are lukewarm right now about their program and the direction of their program, and they should be. They have the right to be. When Vegas starts coming out saying, oh, 7 wins is the over and under, that sends red flags up. And typically, you want to see that 9 over and under. But 7? And it's conceivable. Look at it. Look at the opening game. Miami, hardly a pushover. Remember Wisconsin a couple years ago? First game of the season, lost that one. Similar, and this is Miami Hurricanes team that last year was rolling pretty good. And they got a lot coming back, a lot more than LSU does. Southeastern, they got Auburn on the road in week 3. Add Jordan-Hare. I mean, come on. If you're being objective, there's 2 likely losses right there. Right out of the gate. 2 out of the first 3 games. Louisiana Tech, of course. Ole Miss at home. First SEC home game. That's a toss-up, but LSU should prevail in that one. You got Florida on the road the following week, October 6th. Okay, so maybe you get Florida. But the next couple of games, you got 3 straight home games after the October 6th tilt in Gainesville at the Swamp. Georgia, Mississippi State, and Alabama. You're not beating Georgia. I don't think this team's beating Georgia. Mississippi State they can beat. You're not beating Alabama. They close out on the road. They close out the back third of their schedule. Arkansas on the road. Rice at home. Texas A&M College Station. How many over and under wins? How many wins do you think LSU will get this season? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Also, want to talk about this quarterback transfer, Joe Burrow. Now, I was thinking about this over the weekend. I know Coach Ed Orgeron is going to sit there and tell you and tell the media, hey, there's no guarantee. We like the other guys we have in camp as well, the 3 other guys, and it's still an open competition. Joe Burrow isn't coming to LSU unless he was guaranteed pretty much he's going to be the starter. I would just think that he's got other options. He had other options. This is the best one he had because he's going to be the starter. And it's mind-boggling, though, to think about, okay, well, you recruited pretty hard Miles Brennan, Lowell Narcisse. Have you not developed them? Is there something going on with them? Did you not evaluate them properly coming out of high school? And maybe you missed, because that happens. It happens in the NFL. It happens in college where you project a kid to be playing at a certain level, and then maybe you over-evaluate them. Or you under-evaluate them, I should say. But you overvalue him, and then he gets on campus, and he's just not what you saw in high school, what you saw on the high school tape, and when you went and scouted him. Or it's just a deal of, hey, they just can't develop quarterbacks from the ground up. I mean, the last 2 quarterbacks are going to be transfer quarterbacks. And I know, and I get that people are saying that this kid could be different as far as the track record typically of quarterback transfers are not very good. Yeah, sure, you got the Cam Newtons, right? Went to Florida, the Blaine Junior College, and then won a national title at Auburn. But they're mixed. They're mixed results. And for LSU, it hasn't been very good results when they've had a transfer quarterback. Danny Etling, now Joe Burrow. We don't know about Joe Burrow yet. And everybody's saying that he's different. He'll be the exception to that mixed bag of results. I don't know, though, because I wonder how well LSU can develop quarterbacks. And then you're going to say, well, Urban Meyer, he got tutelage under Urban Meyer. And you're right. Urban Meyer has a track record of establishing and developing young quarterbacks, a proven track record. But it just makes me wonder how much that LSU coaching staff is really evaluating and developing the quarterback situation, quarterback recruits. And that affects you in recruiting. It affects you in so many ways in recruiting. And I know Alabama just won a national title with a freshman quarterback. I get that. You don't necessarily need a stud quarterback to win a national title. But you better have the defensive monsters that those guys have. That's how you can get away with that. Because you don't have a star quarterback, but you have a star team. And LSU right now doesn't have that star team either. How many wins for LSU this year? You make the prediction. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Also going to have a little fun. If you could change one play in NFL history, and I'm giggling because I know what Saints fans are going to say. If you could change one play in NFL history, what would it be? I would imagine a lot of you guys and gals are going to say, oh, Marcus Williams last year against the Vikings in the NFC divisional round. Yeah, that would be one of them. There's more, though. I'll get to my list in a little bit. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk. Tom and Gentile and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is WWL. Erase the beast mode run. That one still hurts to watch. Yeah, a lot of them. If you could take away one play in Saints history or one play in NFL history, what would it be? The beast mode, you got the Vernon Davis touchdown catch against San Francisco in the 2011 season. Just last year, the Vikings game, Marcus Williams. There's a lot you could erase, but you only get one. So you got to tell me which one you want to erase. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Also, another one pointing out, I would change the Titans' last play in the Super Bowl against the Rams. I hate the Rams almost as much as I hate the Falcons. Why do you hate the Rams? Oh, I know why. NFC, the old NFC West days. Tom and Gentile, how are you, Tom? You're on WWL.
Thank you for my call, Christian.
You bet.
I've been an LSU fan since 1962. Okay, here's the awful truth. LSU is no longer playing for second place in the SEC West. They're playing for third or fourth place. It's a declining program. That Notre Dame game still sticks in my craw.
Mm-hmm.
That LSU was playing not to lose as opposed to playing to win. Ed Orgeron is an outstanding defensive line coach, but he's a journeyman quarterback. In terms of a head coach. 6 wins, no stud running back, question marks, and inexperience at the quarterback position.
So you're saying 6 wins?
6 wins.
Whoa. Huh.
Hope I'm wrong, but 6
no,
wins.
No, look, if that plays out, Ed Orgeron's not the coach at LSU. Just not.
What will be, will be.
Yeah. So I'm curious to know, how do you feel about the long-term direction of LSU football right now?
I don't like it. If what we saw last year, and they had more talent last year than they have this year, I think, particularly offensively. And that means the defense has to take on an even larger role. And I think the defense will play well. I have a feeling just because...
Well, because Dave Aranda is the real deal.
Yeah.
And he's got talent back there. He's got a lot of talent back there.
Right. I wish I could be more optimistic, but I just...
If they're going to get over, Tom, if they're going to get over 7 wins, because I have them right at 7 wins. If they're going to get over 7 wins, it's because Dave Aranda and that defense, stuns somebody, or they play well above their head. And I'm not saying the defense is not going to be good. They will be, but they're going to have to win games for the offense, for the team.
I agree with you, and in a way, I wish, I don't know if he would have taken the job, but I almost wish they would have offered it to him because he's not going to be around forever. At some point, he will want to be a head coach.
Yeah, I don't know, Tom. That's a good question. I've had that discussion internally with myself. I know you're not supposed to talk to yourself, but whatever, I do. But I don't know. I've heard different things about Dave Aranda that he doesn't necessarily want to do head coaching stuff. He kind of just likes being, like Dick LeBeau. Remember Dick LeBeau,
right,
the great Steelers?
Right, yes, I do.
Yeah, he just didn't really want to be a head coach. I don't know if that applies for Dave Aranda or not. And then I've heard that he is certainly aligning himself to be a head coach somewhere. And I think he has the capability to be a head coach. I think he's a rising star in college football and perhaps even going into the NFL. What he's done at LSU as a defensive coordinator and going back to his days at Wisconsin is highly impressive. And I think it speaks of a head coach in waiting, but I'm not sure. I don't know his personality.
Right. And you have to be a CEO if you're going to be a head coach.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's his personality or not.
Anyway, I hope I'm wrong, but that's the way I see it. That's the way I observe it.
6 wins, Tom and Gentile says. What do you say? Over and unders at 7, according to the wise guys in Vegas. Does LSU eclipse that? Are they go over or they go under 7 wins? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Amber's giving me the thumbs down in there. Amber's, I didn't know you were such an LSU football fan. I know you're a WWE fan, but all right. If Amber's saying thumbs down, then, man, that's not good. Teddy in Metairie, what's going on? Teddy, you're on WWL. Hey, Teddy. Hey, over and under wins. How many for LSU?
Well, real quick, three things came to mind, and that was a good start with the San Francisco game on plays you wish never happened. And I think in the beginning of that game, there was a play where a little screen pass came to Pierre, and before he had a chance to turn up field, he got clocked in the jaw and got that broken jaw, I believe.
Yes, yeah, Dante Whitner. He had a, no, he had a bad concussion. He got hit in the head by Dante Whitner.
Right, and that messed him up for the rest of that game and the rest of the season. I guess that was the end of it after that game anyway. But that play I wish would have never happened, because I think we would have had a better chance to pull through in that game if we would have had him. Because that was early on.
Yeah, but Teddy, I mean, the truth is, I would, if I was answering a question specifically about the game against San Francisco, is give me back one of the turnovers. Because they were down 17 and they came back to tie the ball game and take the lead, and they had turned the ball over five times. They should have gotten blown out by 21 points.
Uh-huh. And I see that happen a lot too, where we shoot ourselves in the foot, but then we just hustle back to get close, kind of like the Minnesota game where you're down 17-0, and you come back, but if you were never down that much to begin with, they would have had a better chance. That's a good one. But the Jimmy Graham goal line stand against Atlanta was a play that hurt my ego a little bit. And I was hoping...
Refresh my memory there. Refresh my memory. I don't remember that one.
I think that was about 2-3 years ago, a possible playoff stand. Atlanta's in the dome, and it was my friend's birthday party. And they had the guts to go out there on a playoff atmosphere. It was probably one of Jimmy Graham's last games. It might have put... one of the daggers or one of the choices that made him go. But there was a goal line stand where it was possibly a touchdown, and Atlanta stripped the ball from Jimmy Graham. And it kind of, you know, that killed the game. And
I don't remember that play.
I gave my friend's parents props for having that much guts to go out there and base the whole party on it. But we still had a good time. He had a little sweets. But no, Google it. You'll find it. You'll see it up there. Man, it was heart-wrenching because Jimmy Graham, he always thought he would be able to win one-on-one, which most time he did. Amazing guy. But
Teddy, I don't remember this play. I really don't.
You'll see it. Yeah. We were right there in the stands where it happened. We were at the side of the end zone where Jimmy Graham was, like, just about to break the horizon of the goal line.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you'll see it when you see it. But thanks for taking my call again.
You bet. Teddy and Metairie. Sounds like he's – hope you're good feeling – hope you're – thank you. Hope you're feeling better. Sounds like you're battling a little bit of a cold there. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm sure you guys heard him. Anyway, I like Bay Bay because he's from my hometown. But why LSU? Why doesn't LSU offer an NFL coach of some sort, like a QB coach, an opportunity to take a college team and go the distance with Miranda? Look, it's not that I'm not pulling for Coach Ed Orgeron, because I hear that a lot. Well, he's a local boy. He's a local guy. You got to pull for him. Look, that honeymoon's over. All right, that honeymoon's long over. It doesn't matter if you're a local guy. LSU fans couldn't care if the guy was from Corvallis, okay? If the head coach is from Corvallis and he's winning, it doesn't matter. If he's losing, it's going to matter. Because you know what's going to matter? Wins. It's not going to matter where he's from, whether he's from down the bayou, San Francisco, New York, Philadelphia, wherever. If he's not producing, they want him out of here. It's not about... he's a homeboy. Yeah, you want the homeboy to do well, but that's not a reason why you hire him. It's not a reason why you keep him around and give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, he's a local guy. I mean, it's just like over here. There's a ton of locals that work at Intercom and WWL. Ton of us. Grew up here or born here. And it doesn't matter if we're not performing. They're not going to be like, oh, well, he's local. He's a local product, local kid. We're going to keep him around. No. If he's not performing, that doesn't happen in any job. Back to the text we go. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Over and under four LSU wins this year. The wise guys in Vegas have them at 7. That's our WWL.com opinion poll. You have them over or under 7 wins. And what if it's 7? What if it is 7? Is that enough to keep Orgeron around? You tell me. 504-260-1870. 260-1870. Text 870-870. Bills make the field goal to win the Super Bowl. Jim Kelly deserved a ring. Yeah, against the Giants. Scott Norwood pushes that one. I think it was wide left. Just missed it. I agree. Look, the Buffalo Bills, to go to four straight Super Bowls and you lose all four of them? I mean, goodness gracious. Minnesota's like that, too. They didn't go to four straight, but they went to four. The Vikings did. Don't have a ring. And I agree. I was a big Jim Kelly fan growing up. Loved watching him play quarterback. He deserved a ring. I'd have loved to have seen Jim get at least one ring. Should have gotten more than that. But, yeah, take away that play in NFL history. If you could take away any play, Saints or NFL, what would it be? Would it be the Kevin Dyson touchdown? Well, he came short in the Super Bowl against the Rams. Scott Norwood missing a field goal in the Super Bowl against the New York Giants. Marcus Williams, his missed tackle against Stephon Diggs this past January in the NFC divisional round of the playoffs. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWLAMFMN.com. You can erase one play in NFL history. What would it be? The Tuck Rule from 86-55. Yeah, that one's gross. I mean, that could have altered the Patriots franchise and the dynasty that they have created. That play alone in the AFC title game against the Oakland Raiders. My goodness. Yeah, if I took it outside the Saints, it would be the Tuck Rule. And nobody knew that rule was even on the books. Another one says, everyone blames Marcus Williams alone for the play, but Cam Jordan shares blame for pulling up on the QB when he had a sack or a batted down pass. Well, I saw that. I went back and looked at that because immediately after the whole Marcus Williams Saints-Vikings game, everybody was trying to criticize Cameron Jordan too. I don't see it. I didn't see it that way because I think he was bending back in order to try to get a better angle at the quarterback after he had already stepped up in the pocket. So I don't think Cam Jordan was pulling up intentionally. I think he was just trying to play the leverage game and ultimately get to the quarterback. Bledsoe getting hurt. That's a good one too. Yeah, because if Bledsoe doesn't get hurt, there's no Tom Brady. There's probably no Patriots as we know them today. Bledsoe getting hurt. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I mean, again, I forgot all about that. Let's see. LSU wins four games at best. Ogeron fired. Hugh Freeze hired as a head coach. I don't see LSU touching Hugh Freeze whatsoever. But four games? If LSU wins four games? Let me tell you something. If Ed Ogeron is, he'll be fired for sure. But he shouldn't be the only one that's fired if LSU wins four games. Joe Oliva should be gone. I mean, come on. You can't, if that plays out, my goodness, LSU fans are going to be live on that. They will be very hot with the LSU football program. Going to have Archie Manning, former Saint great, in a few moments. Former Saints quarterback. He's on the line with us right now. Archie Manning, former Saints quarterback and legend, Saints Hall of Famer. Obviously, got the Manning Passing Academy coming up. Archie, tell us a little bit about that. And you got, I think, something new this year, a women's clinic, right?
Women's clinic at the end. We start out this Thursday, the 21st, our 23rd year, the Manning Passing Academy, our 14th year up at Nicholls State in Thibodaux. So that goes Thursday through Sunday. We'll have, as usual, between right around 1,200 kids there from all. I think we're coming from 46 states in Canada this year. And then we got a little something new starting on Monday. We have a clinic that evening for ladies and girls, and a little clinic, a little session on the fields with a football camp on Tuesday of next week. So that's something new, and we'll see how that goes.
Archie, what's your favorite part of the camp?
Well, I'm being selfish. I guess the favorite part is that it guarantees me 4 days with my boys. we kind of spread out and live around the country a little bit, so they're here. We stay in an apartment together there right on campus and have a lot of fun. I guess we've been doing it for a long time. But I think actually what's really fun, and sometimes people have a little misconception about our camp. It's not like an AU basketball camp or something where there are prospects there and four-star and five-star and all that. this our mission in having a quarterback receiver camp is to enhance the high school football experience. And we're not trying to turn them into pros. We're not trying to, we're not worried about who goes to college. We want them to enjoy their days and their experiences as a high school quarterback and a high school receiver. So that's kind of our mission there for the 4 days. And we do it on the field 3 times a day, in the classroom, lecture series at night. And we just have a heck of a lot of fun with it.
Legendary Archie Manning here on Saints Radio, WWL. And Archie, obviously talking about the Manning Passing Academy that's coming up. And I asked you about, you know, what do you love the most about the camp? And what did you do for Father's Day yesterday?
Well, I had a good day. We went to church. I talked to two of my sons, who one was out in Denver and had just gotten home from a long trip. And the other one, they just finished their, like the Saints, their OTA practices last week. So he's up in the New York area. But I'm gonna, like I said, I'm going to see them this week. They're coming in for the Passing Academy. My son Cooper lives here with his family, and we got together with them late yesterday afternoon and had a great time.
What's Peyton up to these days?
Busy. Peyton's busy. He's been out of the country on a trip, does a lot of corporate speaking. He seems like it's one thing and another. He's doing really good. He's just doing a lot of different things and moving around, traveling a good bit. And so we'll look forward to seeing him this week when he comes in. He loves this camp. It was really his idea 23 years ago. He was a junior at Tennessee, and he wanted to start it. And he's never missed a minute of it, as has Eli. Of course, Eli was a camper the first 4 years. you know, we've been doing it so long. Cooper was right out of college, so we've been at it a long time, and it's fun to get the boys here. But I'm proud to say it. I think that's one reason we've been successful. None of them have ever missed a minute of the camp. They've always been here 100% of the time.
That's pretty special. Look, this is a conversation, Archie, that I get into every once in a while. People ask me, and I'm just curious. Has Peyton ever expressed any interest in being in the front office like John Elway in Denver?
Yeah, you know, I think he has. He's got a lot of friends in front office, so he's had some teams that have allowed him to come in and spend some time with them, kind of see the day-to-day operation. He was at the draft with one of the teams. He was in with all the scouts, one of the teams. And so a little bit on the inside and seeing how that comes together. And it's something I think he's explored a little bit.
Archie Manning here on Saints Radio. And Archie, the Saints are obviously a hot topic, and the fan base is super excited about this season and the expectations around this team. Do you think they're a Super Bowl caliber team?
Oh, they are a Super Bowl caliber team. They were last year, and you know, unfortunate thing in a playoff game. But the improvement was a vast improvement last year. A great draft with some young players who came in and helped them. Some other players they picked up. They for the first time in about 4 years, really got their defense where it could help their offense out, and you know, some new young players on offense too. So there's a lot of talent on that team. Now there's talent on some other teams too. So the key is to stay healthy, and you just a lot of years you just have to be fortunate to do that. But the Saints have a good blend of a lot of veteran players, some good young players. Hopefully, it's another good draft, and some people will contribute. But the Saints, I think, have a chance to have a great year.
Archie Manning, the legend here on WWL, and Archie, just tell folks about what you got coming up in the Manning Passing Academy, the ladies and the girls clinic, and also the dates and for campers.
Well, we'll start this Thursday, the 21st, and our camp's made up of, as I said, almost 1,200 campers. We've coming from different parts of the country. We have a staff of about 120 that's coaching these kids. Probably another 50 people on the staff that do a lot of other duties that it takes to make this thing go. One kind of exciting thing about our camp: out of those 120 coaches, 40 of them are starting college quarterbacks. So that's the kids love those guys. Now those guys come in and they coach our kids, but also Peyton and Eli and some of the pro people we have there work with them too. They have 3 different times on the field where they throw, work out, have some classroom sessions. So the college kids seem to like that. get something out of it. Now, and we kind of have a finale on Saturday night, what we call Saturday Night Lights. We allow the Nicholls State Athletic Department to sell tickets, and they fill up the stadium there, come in and watch what first of all, it's kind of a passing exhibition by our college quarterbacks and some camp receivers. And then we have a contest, a quarterback challenge with our college quarterbacks throwing at targets and kind of see who wins the grand prize. So that ends. We finish up with our final practice on Sunday morning. And then this year, as I mentioned before, we're having the first annual inaugural women's and girls football clinic. And that'll be Monday at starting at 5 o'clock and finishes up Tuesday with some on-field work.
Archie Manning, looking forward to seeing you guys down there in Thibodaux.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. We'll step away and come back for Delco and Berwick. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. I love the text line. Here it is. Hey, I'm going to the store. Got to go to the store to get some soap, some medicine, and a toothbrush. Do you need anything? I wrote him back. I said, hey, I don't think this is meant for me, but this is Christian. Sure, I'll take a six-pack of beer. He writes back and says, I meant that for my wife. Sorry, Christian. Saints fan in Houston. No, all good. I knew you weren't intending it for me, but that's why I love the text line, because occasionally you'll get the text of, hey, can you pick up some milk on your way home? And that's like, I like to respond and say, well, I mean, I don't know exactly where you live, but if you need milk, I'll bring it to your house. Delco in Berwick, what's going on, Delco? You're on WWL.
What's up, soldier?
How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to hear you on the radio, man, talking about them Saints. Hey, I think my big deal, everybody talking about the big play, I feel that what happened in that game against the Saints, I blame it kind of a little bit on the offense because the way I've seen how they were trying to maybe protect the lead, going down, trying to get a first down. And then when they did it, they didn't get the first down. Then when they did get the ball, instead of them staying inbound, I think Teddy Jr. made a bad play when he did catch the ball or either drafted it and it left a lot of time on the clock for the Vikings. You know, well, so that's
now, look, the bottom line, Delco, is that they took the lead with 23 seconds left.
Right.
I mean, they took the lead with 23 seconds left. You should be able to protect that. But more importantly, Delco, we're talking about, I'm not here to second guess the decision. We've done that. It's 6 months ago. My point is, like, what play would you take away? What play in NFL history would you take away?
One play I looked at over the years, I see the Rams and the Tennessee Titans. When that game was all right, I had the last second, man. And that play that I wanted Tennessee to win, but they didn't get it in the Rams wound up coming back and beating them. And then one other play where I think the tuck when Tom Brady was hit by, what's his name, Juan Whitson, and he fumbled, and they called that the tuck pass. And to me, the way I seen it, it was nothing but a PUD fumble, you know, so.
Looked like a fumble to me. We didn't even know about the tuck rule existing. Thanks for the phone call, Delco and Berwick. Don't be a stranger. How about this one? Remember the River City Relay, but the extra point? John Carney. Remember the River City Relay? Deuce was in it. I mean, Dante Stallworth, Jerome Payton, Aaron Brooks. That crazy relay against the Jaguars, and then John Carney misses the extra point. Yeah, I'd like to erase that one too. Because you think about that. And Saints fans, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to dredge up a whole bunch of bad memories, but it is funny to think about the emotions that you just experienced there. If you're watching that game, which I was live, and you see that crazy, crazy River City Relay, and then the extra point, he missed it, and you went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows at that point in a matter of a span of about 30 seconds. So that one ranks up there as one that I would like to erase. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Our WWL.com opinion poll. Will the LSU Tigers have over or under 7 wins for this season? According to Vegas, that's where they're at. Over and under at 7. What are you taking, the over or the under? 260-1870. Text 870-870. Miles on the road coming to you. Sit tight. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Here at WWL, we want to get you where you're headed on time. Be the first to know about traffic jams, accidents, and road repairs. Sign up for WWL text alerts right now. Just text the word traffic to 870-870, and if you have a traffic tip, call our traffic team, Joshua Dausch or Kelder Summers at 260-INFO, 260-4636. Marty and Metairie, miles on the road. Lewis and Dallas, don't want to run you guys up against the clock, so you guys will lead off next hour, I promise. And got a couple of lines open at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Will the Tigers have over or under 7 wins for the season? That's what Vegas is predicting for LSU. Will they get over or under 7 wins? I've already laid it out. If you look at the schedule, just looking at LSU's football schedule, that opener against Miami, that's not a gimme. I don't see them going on the road to Auburn to beat the Plainsmen or the Tigers, what have you. Louisiana Tech sandwiched between Auburn and Ole Miss. You got 3 straight home games, Georgia, Mississippi State, and Alabama. I don't think you're beating Alabama. I don't think you're beating Georgia. We'll talk about that next hour as well. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.